Good evening. This is Rich Morrison with NAU Country Insurance, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. It's my somewhat bi-weekly podcast talking about markets. I am recording this on Thursday night around 9 o'clock Central Time. I'm in Franklin, Tennessee, and I had a nice evening tonight out in the country in Tennessee at a barn with dinner and a string band playing. It was a pretty nice evening here in Central Tennessee. But didn't have a chance to write today, so wanted to spend a few minutes here and talk about the markets and where we're at as we head into the weekend. Tomorrow being Friday, tomorrow being a big weather weekend as we, here we are moving into pollination and on corn in a lot of the country. And so weather is still going to be one of the key ingredients for the markets. And charts are a pretty big deal right now as well. And so I'll hit on that. Monday, we get a USDA crop report. Now, that crop report isn't likely to show any changes in the yields for spring crops. We'll probably show a change in the winter wheat numbers. But for spring crops, we usually wait until August before we see any changes in the yields for this year. But it will incorporate the acreage numbers from the end of June. And so kind of keep that in mind. And I think, you know, if we put those acreage numbers into the balance sheet, we can pretty well figure out what USDA is going to say on production. At least this time around, we'll see if there's any changes on the demand side as well. But I think the big story right now, and I told a group today that I visited with, and it always helps me a little bit to step away from the screen. It's kind of nice when I'm driving, even though I do look at the markets when I stop, look at my phone and things like that. But it's kind of nice to be able to step away and then be able to step back and look at the market. And what I mean by that is, and I told the group today, that don't get caught looking at the rear view mirror too much when you're doing marketing. It's so important to look at where the market's at today, somewhat like a speculator does. If you're a speculator and you come in and flip on the screen every morning, you're trying to decide whether there's value in that price where it's at. You are looking at the supply-demand fundamentals daily. You're trying to figure out if this price is undervalued, overvalued for where the market's at right now. But the other thing that a farmer does that a speculator does not do is look at profitability. Can I make money here at these levels? And so I think there's really two things that most producers have to look at. Number one is, you know, not only a market opinion, but number two, can I make money at these levels? And so when I flip on the screen here this evening and look at December corn, I'm looking at $5.21, even though the market's down a little bit, even though we're down maybe a dollar from where we were here in the last 30 days off the highs. And I know a lot of farmers I keep talking to are like, yeah, this market's going down a dollar. I hate to sell now that we've given up a dollar. Well, the flip side of that is we're at $5.20. And if you go back 6 months ago, most of us would have killed to be able to sell 520 corn. Shoot, a lot of us were talking about starting to sell at 420 corn. So the fact that we're at 520 now, and the fact that we've, you know, in much of the Corn Belt, maybe not all, but in much of the Midwest, in Texas, some areas, key growing areas for corn, a lot of these areas have seen some decent rain over the last couple of weeks or so. And I think we, you know, barring any major disaster finishing, a lot of the places in the country are going to be looking at some pretty good crops. And so if you think we're looking at some pretty good crops and you can sell prices that are well above break even, we've all paid our expenses already for this year, so the 21 crop year is not an issue there. There is some phenomenal marketing opportunities here. So don't not sell just because of what the market has done. Start, look at the market today. What am I looking at 520 corn or 1320 November soybeans or Minneapolis wheat at $8 plus? Now, I get it. In some of the spring wheat areas, we've got some pretty major disasters going on. If you're not in those areas, if you're in a good spot, you're looking at some profitability, why not consider locking some in? And so I think that's the key takeaway right now is that look at your opportunity to make money at these prices and in ways that you can do that. We will have an aftermath webinar the day after the USDA report where I will talk about some strategies and such following the report and following what the numbers were that were released. But what I would still want to look at really hasn't changed a whole lot. I still like the minimum price type strategies. Selling December corn at 520, 521, where it's at this afternoon or this evening, and maybe go buy a $6 December corn call for around 20 cents, 21 cents. I could still lock in a floor around around $5 with potential upside just in case this market changes. On the soybean side of things, you know, you might have to go a ways out of the money, but you could sell November beans around $13.20, maybe go up to around a $16 bean call, or something to that nature. I was going to try to look that up real quick and see where those are at, but we've got the opportunity there to maybe lock in a floor and still give myself some upside. A $16 call is about 16 cents. So I could still have a floor over $13 a bushel on November beans while still leaving myself some upside in case we do run into some weather issues as we get into the later part of the growing season. So I still like these minimum price type strategies this year. The relative strength indexes, so I look at December corn tonight, it is in the, well, right now about 41. But I think what's more telling on December corn right now is the 100-day moving average. We closed below that this afternoon for the first time since last August. And if the market stays where it's at right now, we're going to close below it two straight days. That's not a friendly signal for the market here. And so I think that that's another reason why maybe I want to be able to do a little bit of selling here, back it up with a call option. November beans, we're looking at the RSI here on the 21 crop at 45. Chicago September wheat's about 35. So maybe pushing into oversold, Minneapolis wheat's at 54. So maybe neutral to a little bit oversold, cotton's at 53. So cotton and Minneapolis wheat probably neutral. The other markets probably leaning towards oversold, maybe not quite there yet. So we could still see these markets trend a little lower. So I don't want to shy away from marketing right now just because of what's happened in the past few days. I want to look at the prices today. Can I make money with the situation I'm in right now? Does my crop look good? Can I lock in some good prices? And can I back that with an option just in case I'm wrong and the market keeps going higher and I won't regret having done what I did? And so that's the takeaway I want to leave with here tonight. Also want to consider the 22 crop. And I've been talking about that a little bit as well, different strategies. NAU Country Insurance, we do have something called R-Powered, which will allow you to lock in a potential price for the for next year. So I could lock in whatever today's price is on these 22 crops as a worst-case scenario. If the market goes above that in February when the averages are set, then great, I get to use that price. If the market does not go up, if it goes down, then I get to utilize this price that I've locked in. So that's one way we can use the R-Powered product. Otherwise, I still like the same strategies we're talking about for the 21 crop. I like the minimum price strategies. Granted, the floors are not as good, but I could hedge December 22 corn today at around 480 and maybe spend 20 cents on a $6 call, have a 460 floor, and still have some potential upside for the next year and a half, you know, basically through the rest of two crop years. So there's some good ways that I can lock in some floors. The one thing I also stressed with the group tonight is that makes me really, really nervous going forward is where input costs are going to be for next year. And I know I'm getting some pushback on this because a lot of people say, well, my inputs are going to be up. I don't want to sell my grain yet. Well, yeah, your inputs may be up a little bit, but if I can still lock in a floor above $4.50 corn or above $12 beans and still have upside, you know, for the next year and a half, I don't think that's a bad deal this year. I don't want to be in a situation where we inputs go up next year, I didn't do any marketing, prices work down as we get into fall and winter, and then I'm kind of stuck. Now I'm stuck with, I missed an opportunity to make some sales at really good levels. Now I'm back to break even, and now I don't want to make any sales. I don't want to be in that situation. So I think that there's some good ways to do some minimum price marketing right now. The other thing I do want to point out, a lot of people have pushed back and said, I don't want to spend 30, 20 cents, whatever it is on an option. Look what the markets did Tuesday. We gave up 40 cents in the corn market and 90 cents in beans. So, you know, spending 20, 30 cents on an option is peanuts compared to what we've seen in some of these market moves lately. So a lot of pointers there to take away. So take that with what you will. But Friday's market, we're going to be looking at the weather forecast certainly at midday tomorrow, see how we finish the markets tomorrow going into the close. And then we'll look at Sunday afternoon's forecasts and what it looks like as we head into the head start into the beginning of next week. Right now, the forecasts are not threatening. We're looking at generally average to maybe slightly below average temperatures in the next week or so in most areas of the country. And we're looking at, for the most part, ample rainfall. So not a threatening forecast at this point. We'll see if that changes here over the next few days. So with that, I thank you for listening to me going back and forth on some stuff tonight. Just had a lot of things on my mind that I wanted to share. So if you've got questions, shoot me a note. We'll be glad to address those. With that, thank you. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you again soon.